You thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Team.
Welcome to the Urban Sports Scene, man. We back in the studio again, man. We're a little short this week. We got a little brother Ray. He's out. And Will T. I don't know where Will T. Did Will T. get captured or celebrate his birthday with Jay-Z? I don't know.
Will's in the IR.
You know, happy belated birthday, Will, man. Yeah. We ain't forget about you, but man. So what's up, Wally, man? What's going on, man? Can't wait for the road trip this weekend.
Man, you know it, man. A City. And Dice getting ready, boy.
Yeah, they need to warm up, man. I gotta make some money for my future baby. But we about to hop in the pregame. BCS Bowl games are set. Ovechkin finally scores again for the Caps.
Yeah, he's back-to-back. That's back-to-back goals.
And Duke and Butler had a rematch for the national championship game, and Duke beat Butler. And on local college basketball, what's going on with Georgetown and Maryland over
there?
Well,
first things first, to check out any information on Georgetown, visit www.glidehoyas.blogspot.com. Glide is spelled G-L-I-D-E, Hoyas, y'all know the rest. But in terms of Georgetown, last week Georgetown played Missouri. And knocked them off. They were ranked number 8 at the time, Missouri. Then on Saturday, they played against Utah State, which is a very respected team, and beat them by 17.
Yeah, they always in the tournament.
Yeah, and beat them by 17. Georgetown looks good. Actually, they remind me of how they played in 07 when they went to the Final Four, led by a veteran Leighton team. You know what I mean? And matter of fact, this Saturday they're playing against Temple, who knocked off Maryland in the BB&T Classic.
But we're about to hop into a little bit of Major League Baseball. It's been jumping this past winter. Adam Dunn leaves the Nationals for the White Sox, and the Nationals signed Jason Worth for $126 million. What you think about that?
Man, it's amazing to me how the Nationals put that money involved in Jason Worth and didn't want to sign Adam Dunn.
What's even weird about it is Adam Dunn got half of that.
65.
So it's almost like, okay, you mean to tell me you couldn't get at least two Adams done for one Jason Worth?
Yeah.
And I didn't even know Jason Worth was even worth.
Well, the scary thing
million about
it is, I mean, Jason Worth put up some good numbers in Philly. Last year, I think he had 27 home runs and 85 RBIs. But it's in Philly. That ballpark is small. He's going to come to
and
Nationals.
He's protected in the
exactly.
Lineup.
He's going to come to Nationals ballpark, which is a bigger ballpark. Adam Dunn can hit 38 to 40 home runs in any ballpark. So you're trading that away for a non-proven commodity who, like you said, was playing with Ryan Howard. Chase
Jimmy
Utley,
yeah.
Jimmy Rollins. So it's interesting. I think the Nationals totally overpaid for this guy.
And I think the other thing is the 7-year contract is this dude's like 31, 32 years old. So you're going to have this dude playing until he's in his late 30s. I mean, that's even though baseball players, you stay in your prime a little long, but eventually you're going to have to tail off, and that's a long time to have
seven
a guy on your
years,
roster.
126
in
mil.
Baseball, they're guaranteed. So
yeah,
we'll have to keep that in mind. Your boys, Orioles trade for Mark Reynolds. Yeah. I laughed, and I was kind of happy, but I laughed at the same time because he can hit home runs.
But he strikes out a lot.
But this dude strikes out a lot, I mean, and he's not even hit. He hit
like
less than 200.
Well, I mean, the Orioles last year didn't have power in the lineup. So this is, this guy hit 38 home runs the year before, I believe, and this year, 44 home runs the year before, and last year he hit 32. So automatically he's a 30, 40 home run guy, which the Orioles haven't had in a while. So having him in the lineup is pretty good to me. But like you said, he strikes out a lot, and he walks a lot. I mean, he walks a lot too. He does walk a lot, and you know he has a poor average.
And you know what? That's like, if you walk a lot, you think a guy would have a pretty good batting average. But I can see the home run strikeouts. Most guys who are big home run hitters strike out a lot.
Yeah.
But the walks and the batting average is kind of like, okay, you walk a lot, so you think he has a good eye for hitting.
Uh-huh.
But when you hit less than 200, yeah. I mean, hopefully he just had a down year.
Yeah, but my thing is that we traded a good pitcher in David Hernandez. I thought he was a good up-and-coming reliever. But, you know, I hope he does well in Arizona.
And other major league news, Jeter reaches a deal with the Yankees. I mean, we've seen it coming. Hopefully Derek Jeter finally came to his senses that he's not worth a certain amount. He's, what, 36, 37, 38?
Yeah.
He's not in his mid-20s anymore.
The Yankees are the only team that's going to pay him top dollar. I mean, big good money just because of his loyalty to the Yankees.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Adrian Gonzalez getting traded to the Red Sox. It's almost like the rich keeps getting richer. It's like how they keep doing this every year.
Well, I'm going to say this. I think in terms of all the acquisitions we've heard, you know, in terms of the baseball offseason, you know, Victor Martinez going to Detroit, I think this one right here is the best acquisition out. I think, you know, for a while in San Diego, teams have been pitching away from Adrian Gonzalez because he had no protection around him.
I don't think people realize how good
he is. Yeah, he's really good. He's like, you know, he's real good. And now, you know, you put him on a lineup with Dustin Pedroia, Kevin Youkilis, and David Ortiz, with that line, and he gets protected, that means they can't pitch away from him. Man, I'm calling it first. This is the MVP of the AL right now. Telling you.
I don't know. I think it's his name that people don't realize how good he is because there's so many Gonzalez.
I know. I'm telling you, right? This guy is good.
So, in other news, we got the Dodgers. They talking to Prince Fielder. I mean, the Brewers about Prince Fielder. I mean, are they going to be able to make that move? Because I also heard today that the divorce, depending with the owners of the Dodgers, yeah, it might slide over to the wife. So I think that might have an effect on Prince Fielder, though.
But, you know, the Dodgers are offering some talented young players. James Loney, who's a good first baseman, good young first baseman, who's a starter on their team. And their closer, Jonathan Broxton, who was an all-star last year. So, I mean, the Dodgers are offering good young talent, you know what I mean, that's already in the majors for Prince Fielder. I think if the Dodgers get him, it's a big win for the Dodgers because they usually don't put up good offense. And if you can team up Prince Fielder with, I believe it's Andre Ethier, you have a good formative 1-2 punch.
So right now with the, you know, offseason building up in Major League Baseball, what team do you think is probably having the most success or helping themselves out the most right now?
I mean, honestly, I would have to say is the Red Sox. Like you said, the rich get richer in baseball, and the Red Sox to me have the best team going right now. Just adding Adrian Gonzalez, and their pitching staff is already respectable. They can do some damage in the AL East.
I mean, I like what the White Sox did with getting Adam Dunn. I mean, it was a lot of talk last season during the trade deadline of them trying to go out and get him. Even though right now with them getting him, it's almost thinking, like, why didn't the Nationals trade him if you really weren't going to get him or put a full effort in re-signing him? So they really lose out on him. And, I mean, I think right now, I think it's going to get even better as the winter meetings build up more and the offseason even builds up even more. So we have to keep an eye out on Major League Baseball. But right now, we're about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we're talking them good old Skins.
This is President Barack Obama. In the story of America, the greatest chapters are moments of challenge, when we see people serving their country and one another. Volunteers who step forward into hospital corridors and church basements, along levees and fire lines. And the next chapter is yours to help write. Sign up to volunteer at usaservice.org. That's usaservice.org. Let's renew America together.
A message from Renew America Together, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Urban Sports Scene. Hey, Wally, let these folks know how to reach us.
You all can check us out at www.wallyo.podbean.com. You can email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes. Just search Urban Sports Scene. And also, before we get into that, me and Ray are going to be on a new show Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. The show is called The Sports Crib. Check it out at www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Steeler fan. WC Steeler fan.
You must be a Steelers fan.
Exactly, yeah. From the West Coast.
So we're expanding at our brand right here. You're going to see the USS all over town.
Yeah,
but,
definitely.
Man, the Skins game, man, what happened with the Skins game against the Giants, man?
We lost, man. We got dominated, man. We're going to talk about something else after. I mean, we're going to talk about what happened. But I mean, let me at least get into the game first. We lost, man. Brandon Jacobs and Ahmad Bradshaw combined for 200 yards and 4 touchdowns. That's enough said right there, you know, and our defense still sucks.
I think you're starting to see that. I mean, even though the season's not at a loss yet, I mean, it's still the outside possibility of making the playoffs. But you start seeing guys, I mean, it's always a chance, man. It's always a chance.
It's over.
But I think you start seeing guys who, I mean, it was a couple tackles. It's like, you know, you're a professional. That's how you tackle. I mean, you can see guys starting to plan for vacations already.
I'm going to take it back. I remember when Marty Schottenheim was here. I wasn't a big fan of Marty was down here when we were going through Marty. But though he went 8-8, I wasn't a big fan at the time. But Marty did what Marty did with that Skins team. We tackled 24/7, practice, everything. This team doesn't tackle. They don't tackle in practice. That's why Phillip Buchanan can't tackle and getting benched. I'm sick of that. Jim Haslett, you're terrible. Shanahan, you are terrible for hiring him. It's frustrating, man. It's frustrating.
Well, speaking of, you know, a lot has happened since that loss on Sunday. You know, a guy that we've talked about a lot on the show during the summertime when he was going through his trials and tribulations. You know, our boy Big Albert. You know what? If you haven't heard, Big Albert's got suspended for the rest of the season.
It's 4 games, right?
Yeah, that's the rest of the season.
Is it really?
4 games left in the season.
Dang, it is.
It's kind of laughing because it's like, I mean, when a guy's in there, he produces, and I mean, he's a tremendous talent, but it's like, you know, you wouldn't it be best to play him then bench him or whatever they're going through? What do you think about that?
Man, this is what I think about it. I've been festering. This has been festering in me for like the whole day. Shanahan's an idiot. I'm sick of this, man. I'm sick of these games he's playing. I'm sick of his tan bastard ass doing this, man. It's annoying to me. I'm sorry I had the little semi-curse, folks, but this is what it is. Shanahan consistently plays lesser competition. Consistently. I mean, lesser talent consistently. We're talking about Kemo Watu. Devin Thomas didn't get the play because of Joey Galloway. I mean, it's ridiculous. And now
Devin Thomas had a block.
I know exactly. You know what I mean? And it's like, all right. If you work, you're working hard out. If you're working hard, working your butt off as an athlete, right, Fish? As an athlete, you're working your butt off. Okay. When you're competing against the best, don't you want the best on your team to play with you?
My thing is, when you're a proven commodity,
yeah,
it's not just like you're a basic starter or just a guy that, you know, contributions on special teams or, you know, you're a proven commodity. You're regarded at your position as one of the top and the best, and not only at your position, on the defensive side of the ball, period, you're regarded as, you know, one of the best. I don't care what he does in practice, as long as he shows some type of effort in practice. Play him, yeah. Play them. I mean, there's no reason why you should not be being blocked.
All I'm saying is, all you're doing is punishing the other 52 guys that you claim are working hard. They don't want to come. They don't want to experience Mondays saying that they lost because they didn't have the best players on the field. I mean, as a coach, I think that's irresponsible. I think, like, Shanahan to me doesn't understand how to actually coach a team to me and work with your talent. He's on this this dictatorship, or you don't do it my way, you ain't playing. Well, there's some guys on the O-line that are not doing it your way, and I still see them playing every Sunday.
It's almost like he has it in for Big Albert. Yeah. You know what, Big Albert, we usually get on you about everything. We're kind of on your side on this one, though.
And look at this. The man's brother died, and you still, like, on him this hard.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Since, you know, even though they have benched Big Albert for a couple of games during the season or mysterious sitting inactive, even with the defense struggling right now, what type of mentality do you think they're going to go in with the rest of the season, knowing that even if Albert was playing without him, you know, in
how the defense is going to play?
How they going to react to this?
I think the defense, I mean, people playing for jobs, so it doesn't really matter about Albert. Defense is going to play for jobs. I mean, you're going to see the same efforts you saw last week. You're going to see our D tackles getting pushed back. You're going to see tackling still being an issue. It's been an issue the whole year. It's still going to be the same thing.
So how do you think they're going to close out the season?
They're going to close out terribly. I ain't worried about this.
You think they're going to win any of these last four games?
Don't need to. Why?
Better pick?
Yeah. I don't worry about Langston. Why are we talking about the Redskins? Don't even talk about Tampa. Let's go to the commercial.
Man, we're about to talk about Tampa. Man, my man Josh Freeman, you know what? I mean, even though they lost this past Sunday, I mean, we was talking about him during the preseason, saying, you know, kind of a guy to look out for. Man, he's been balling. Even though he threw a last minute game interception that, you know, probably could have cost him, but at the same time, those are learning curves. Man, Tampa Bay has been balling this season. Man, you think you guys got a shot? You think you can take him?
Man, I got a better shot putting out a G in Atlantic City. I ain't worried about no Tampa. Tampa, we losing to Tampa. You heard it here. The first time I've ever said it during this whole week, we losing to Tampa. All right, and we're gonna trade Shanahan too to Denver. For Kyle Orton.
Wow. You know what should happen? Doug Williams should come to the game.
Yeah, he should.
Going to Tampa Bay side.
And Ron, I took your line. Ron, that was your line. I took your line, Ron.
Well, we about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the NFL. It was a clear
black night. What's up? This is Warren G. You know what I'm saying? I'm here giving it up for Rad because they do a lot of good things for people. Before you drink, make sure that you got somebody that can drive your butt home so you won't crash or get pulled over and get a DUI. So go ahead and follow the route and everything will be cool. And don't be no fools. Peace, baby. Warren G.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? What the move here? Welcome to the future, I'm the captain of the cool kids, the revolution.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene, man. Wally, you got some information for us, right?
Yeah, let me plug this Redskin magazine, even though I'm pissed off with the Redskins. It's www.hellmagazine.com. It's called Hell Magazine. It's an online magazine. Please subscribe to it. It's real interesting. You can probably hear some things about Mike Shanahan and Albert Haynesworth. So, yeah, check it out.
Well, we about to hop into that NFL action right now. Man, Josh McDaniels has finally got fired. We talked about this at the anniversary episode. You know, some of it, Big Ron thought, you know, it's not going to happen.
I didn't think so either, honestly.
You know, right. But it's finally happened. They finally got rid of him. I thought he was overhyped anyway. I mean, he pretty much was on that Patriots bandwagon of coaches. As you can see, none of them have really found success as head coaches.
Yeah, you're right. The only coach that's been Bill Belichick.
All of them out.
All of them suck.
You know, all of them out. So,
that's crazy.
I mean, what do you think about Josh McDaniels?
What I think about Josh McDaniels? I think Josh McDaniels, I mean, it's only 1 year. He's a young coach. I thought he'd get two. He had a good start last year. He did make some suspect moves. Brandon Marshall is now a Miami Dolphin. She didn't want Jay Cutler.
Jay Cutler's winning in Chicago. Well,
he's winning in Chicago. Though Kyle Orton has been productive. I didn't know he'd be productive, but
Brandon
he is productive.
Lloyd.
Brandon Lloyd too. Yeah, he's productive. An ex-Chicago player. So I don't know. I don't know how to take that for him. I don't know what the next move for the Broncos could be after.
Well, I'll keep hearing. Well, they turned their running back coach into the interim coach, you know. But right now, I keep hearing different things. I doubt that they have to actually go after a big name coach because that's a lot of money to be paying coaches that aren't even there.
You know what coach I think that'd be good for him? And be in the division. I think they should go after San Diego's defensive coordinator, Ron Rivera.
I heard he's on one of their lists.
They should go after
him. I also heard that Air Force's coach is on their radar.
A college
coach? He used to coach in the NFL.
Which one? What's his name?
Calhoun.
Oh, Calhoun, okay.
Air Force's coach. He used to coach for the Broncos as an assistant. So he's kind of local, and he's on their radar. So I'm thinking they might go a little bit cheaper and go with a college coach. Maybe not a John Harbaugh type, but...
Now, we say they have for Michigan.
But I think they might go for... They're not going to go for a hot assistant. They're probably going to go for some type of coach, maybe under the radar, because they don't want to pay big money. But I don't think Josh McDaniels is going to be a head coach anytime soon.
No, he's going to go to Kansas City. All that staff.
Kansas City or the Patriots.
Yeah.
You know what he should do? Rex Ryan should hire him.
He should.
We saw what happened last night.
Oh,
but,
Lord.
Man, what game stood out to you this week? Because that game stood out to me. I thought it was going to be a better game last night.
The Jets in
New England.
The Jets stood out to me. I'm going to go another way. The Raiders actually going into San Diego and winning. I didn't think that was going to happen at all. Jason Campbell played pretty well. I mean, he had a rushing touchdown and he threw for a touchdown to Ford. The Raiders surprised me. I don't – even when I think they suck, they do something else to surprise me.
You know what? When they play on the West Coast is when they get riled up, and that's when they play.
Yeah.
When they leave to California, some reason or another on that plane ride, I don't know what happened.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah,
I
watched the whole game.
It seemed like it was a Raiders crowd.
It was at the Black Hole?
Yeah, it was like a Raiders crowd.
Yeah.
It was wild to me.
So I think it helps them out when they play in California, man. I don't know what happened. Another thing that stood out, I mean, Peyton Manning, he's – people keep saying he's struggling, but right now, I mean, he has a guy named Blair White to throw the ball to, and it's like, I mean, Reggie Wayne had a big game, but, I mean, he has a guy named Blair White to throw the ball to.
Yeah.
What do you expect from him? He's human.
Yeah, I know. I feel for Peyton Manning, but though he is, I mean, I think he's just not getting protected well.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the main
right
thing
now.
Is his line is not protecting him. I think if you can put a lot of people in front of Peyton Manning in terms of wide receivers, he can make them look good. So.
You know what? If I was Peyton Manning, I'd be like, you know what? I'm sitting out the rest of the season. We getting a high draft pick, and we're going to keep it moving.
Might as well. They still win the division.
They have a chance. I mean, but
Jacksonville? You think Jacksonville's going to pull it out?
I think, you know what? Depends on what they do in, say, the next two games. If they was to lose one out of the next two games and Jacksonville jumps up on them to a two-game lead, sit out the last two games, Peyton Manning.
Yeah, but I just think they got Jackson on the schedule again. I don't see Jacksonville
beat
them Indy.
I mean, I guess we'll see how it has to end. They still have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But recapping our games for the week, man, the Atlanta-Tampa Bay, it was a great game, though. I mean, you've seen a lot. Matt Ryan, I don't know, man. He's like Captain Comeback right now. But in that game, we all picked Atlanta. What do you think was the key victory for Atlanta?
To me, the key play, not any rushing or whatever, but the key play was the special team touchdown by Weems. By Weems. I think it was a 102-yard return. I think because by that time, I think they had a 10-point lead. Tampa Bay was up 10. And, you know, he scored a touchdown, and he cut it to a 3-point lead. And, you know, that just took all the momentum away from Tampa. That's what in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a key. Also, I think the play Grimes, the cornerback, made at the interception at the end of the game was kind of big. It was kind of a hard – it was a good jump on the ball. And it was kind of a hard catch, and he made a catch to close out the game for him.
But the thing about it is that, you know, like we said like a number of times, Fish, you know, Tampa's a young team, you know, and they're going to go through these growing pains to learn how to close out a game. We've seen now from, you know, for a couple of weeks now, they it's hard for them to close games out being a young team.
And I think this almost, it helps them more than it hurts them, because it allows them to know what to do in future games, how to win games. So I don't see it as a bad thing right now. I think Tampa, is as long as they continue to put talent on the field, and Raheem Moore is, I mean, you can say he's kind of up-and-coming coach right
now.
Yeah,
he is.
I mean, as long as they continue to put talent on the field, they should be able to compete. Because in that division, the South, you know, everyone knows it flip-flops every year. So we have to, that's a team you have to keep an eye out for next season. But another game we picked, Cleveland-Miami, man, I think we're what? Will was the only one who picked Cleveland. He got that
Will,
right.
Will got it right.
Kind of luck, man.
He's trying to pick different. He knew everybody else was going to pick Miami. That's why.
But Jake DeLone, man, what do you want to say about him, man?
And when he played smart, he had 217 yards and threw a touchdown pass. You know, if, these days, when you get that from Jake DeLone, you know, you're happy.
I didn't know he could still throw the ball.
He acts like a quarterback to me.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, even though, what do you think is going to happen when Colt McCoy gets healthy, though?
Colt McCoy is a starter. It is Jake DeLone we're talking about, aren't
we? Yeah, it is true. I mean, even though I'm not a big Colt McCoy fan, I don't, you know, we'll see what happens.
We're talking about Jake.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see about Jake the Snake. But this losing effort by the Dolphins, though, man, it's like, I mean, this is a game you would think they should be able to win to put them back in that playoff host. Because, I mean, when you look at their record, they're not even really that far off.
Yeah, but, you know, I think the Dolphins are a good team all around. I just think that it's just one element. And, you know, it hurts me to say this because I'm a Michigan fan. But Chad Haynes needs to get consistent. He really needs to get consistent. I think, you know, what they need to do is to get a quarterback to compete with him next year, to truly compete. Not just not like a lame duck quarterback, but a true quarterback to compete with him. Because look at his stats, man. He's throwing 12 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. This team wants to compete. And Chad Haynes can't make these pivotal mistakes in games. I mean, I remember watching the Raiders game. Even though they won, he threw a couple interceptions in the red zone. I mean, Chad has to get better. Chad Haynes has to get better.
I think the one thing that would really help him is a better quarterback coach. I mean, a quarterback coach that's really going to, I mean, he's still a young quarterback, but really help him out more, particularly on the focus part of a game. I mean, that's something, even though, I mean, he had that in college. He'll go through those great stretches. He can throw the ball however he wants, but then it's almost like he'll lose focus of me. So, I mean, I think a good offensive coordinator and quarterback coach will straighten that all out for him. But in the other game, we had Denver and Kansas City. Man, we all went with Kansas City here. I mean, What you think about Kansas City in this game? I mean, other than NoSean Moreno, nobody really showed up for Denver.
Yeah, I just think Kansas City, what Kansas City did, because they didn't play well themselves to me, but what Kansas City did themselves, they shut down Denver's passing game. I think Kyle Orton only threw for like 117
yards.
Yeah, he
threw for like less than 200 yards.
You know, so I think that's what they did to stop him. That's the Broncos' bread and butter, just to throw the ball around, and the Chiefs, they strapped that down.
I mean, it seems like this game pretty much sealed Josh Daniels' faith for this game. You should have seen this coming. A couple of weeks ago, he pretty much rubs it in playing against the Chiefs. I mean, we talked about this last week. It was like you think the Chiefs not gonna come out and actually come out gunning for him? I mean, we've seen it happen.
Yeah, they bust. They got him. They got the last laugh.
But now that McDaniels is gone, you know, hopefully he'll take Tim Tebow with you, because what do you think the Broncos are going to go
from
there?
That's what I want to know, because that was his guy. What is Tim Tebow? What's going to happen to Tim Tebow now?
And that's the other thing we talked about earlier with him as far as coaches. Whoever they bring in as a coach has to love Tim Tebow.
They have to.
Because if they don't, that's a waste of
pick.
That
was a Josh McDaniels guy. And now that Tim Tebow is just there, it's like they screwed Tim. Well, Tim Tebow sucks anyway, but they screwed him. It's like, what is Tim Tebow going to be now? That was his guy.
I don't know. I guess he can go back to – he can be like Cam Newton's agent or something. I don't know. He might find something in common. But another big game we're having this weekend, Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Man, unfortunately, man, me and Will went with the chicken boxes. I mean, it was a pretty good game. Pittsburgh was able to pull it out, though. But, I mean, what do you think this game adds for a loss for Baltimore, though?
Yeah, well, I went with Pitt. In terms of this game, they lost it – because they struggled to put that game away. I think they had opportunities to put the game away. They had the opportunity. They had opportunities to put the game away, and they kept and they let the Steelers stay around. And eventually, you know, Troy Polamalu made that play, and that's what happened.
My thing about the Polamalu play was, like, all game he's been coming off that blind side. Where was Ray Rice or, you know, Willis McGahee to be Joe Flacco's, you know, bodyguard during that play? I mean, all game That's the side he's been rushing off and blitzing from. I mean, Pittsburgh lived and died by running that blitz from that side. And, you know, and this is like the crucial point of the game. I mean, where was Joe Flacco's help at? Even though Michael Orr, I mean, I like him as a tackle, but he's occupied with someone else. You can't block everybody.
Yeah.
So
blind side.
They kind of let him down. But, man, Pittsburgh won this game. Is Pittsburgh now the top dog? Of course, I think they're the top dog in the AFC North. But yeah. Does this boost them up as far as being the top dog in the AFC, though?
Well, the AFC, the best team in the AFC, sad to me to say, is the New England Patriots. But we'll get to that. We'll get to why later, but... The Patriots are the best team in the AFC. But definitely in terms of the AFC North, you still are the best team. They're the best team in the AFC North.
All I can say is Big Ben knows how to milk it, boy. Because, I mean, I think the boot was kind of fluke. Even the broken nose thing was kind of, you know, it's kind of extra to me. I think he knows how to milk everything, these injuries. And, I mean, it's kind of wild with him. But the big game of the weekend that everyone thought was going to be the big game would turn out to be nothing. I turned the game on by the third quarter. The Jets of New England, I mean, Ray had New England. He got it right.
Yeah,
the rest of us went with the Jets.
Exactly.
That's the reason he's over me in the standings right now. But, yep. I mean, where do you even go wrong? I mean, where do you want to start at with the Jets? What are you even wrong at?
Well, I think the Jets, you know, I think the Jets underestimated the Patriots running game with Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis. I think they went in there thinking that obviously they were going to pass the ball all day, which they did eventually. But, you know, they in the beginning, I think the Patriots were more physical than the Jets.
I think what really came down to it, the Jets talk big games, but really, I mean, you guys had a nice little run in the playoffs last year, but you're not really a big game team if you really take a notice. I mean, last season, yeah, they had a nice little run. They caught people by surprise, but at the same time, your running game, I mean, you got LT and Sean Green, but, I mean, LT's not – he ain't LT of back in the day. And as far as the passing game, I mean, Mark Sanchez, is he playing better? Yeah, but he still ain't.
It wasn't that much better last
year. Yeah, he ain't that good.
Yesterday.
He ain't that good.
Ray Lewis said the best. You know what Camardi was like with the Miami Heat. Yeah, you can be the Miami Heat. Yeah, I ain't win nothing recently. Yeah. I'm trying to be the Lakers. I think the Jets need to try to be the Lakers rather than being
the
Miami Heat.
The Jets are more like the Nets, man.
That game, it was like
actually, who? I mean, you've never really accomplished anything, so. But the Patriots, I mean, they just dominated the Jets defense. I mean, I don't even know where to start from that. I mean, Danny Woodhead, shout out to him. I like what he did in the game.
I know.
But Wes Welker, I mean, the tight ends for New England, I mean,
hey,
I mean, they
it
got
was
guys
everybody.
Everywhere.
It was Deion Branch, like you said, Danny Woodhead. It was a whole team effort, man. Tom Brady played well. I mean, I don't like Tom Brady. You know he's a Michigan quarterback, but he played well.
But right now, we can at least agree that the Patriots pretty much they're the best team in the AFC.
Yeah.
You think they might be pushing for the best team in the NFL?
That's a good one. Atlanta's pretty good. The Eagles are pretty good. You know what? I'm gonna say this. Off the BCS, if we're going off the BCS, I mean, how we do the BCS in terms of college football, we're comparing the NFL. Let's look at it. They beat the Steelers. They beat the Chargers. They beat the Ravens. They beat the Jets. These are teams
they beat all the top dogs, and they beat the Colts.
And the Colts.
They beat pretty much all the top dogs.
You know, so
we're
ranking BCS? Yeah, they're the best team in the NFL.
I think right now, if Atlanta played New England in New England win.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if New England played Atlanta in the Georgia Dome, I think Atlanta would give them a run for the money. But I still think if they, you know, New England can beat Atlanta in the Georgia Dome.
Yeah,
so I would go with New England right now.
Well, I'll say this. You know, that's what's so great about the Super Bowl. They have to see each other in the Super Bowl.
Neutral site.
You know what I mean? It's either Atlanta, to me, in the NFC, it's either Atlanta and the Eagles. And I think, you know, either team can beat the Patriots in a neutral site. I don't argue that.
But with the Patriots playing as well, is Tom Brady the MVP of the league?
Well, this is interesting. We had some Facebook comments from Tony Snow, and he said Michael Vick should be the MVP. I agree with him. So I'm saying no. Even though Tom Brady's stats are impressive, 27 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and and he has a rating of 109.5. It's impressive. But, you know, Vic does it all, and he's made that team a lot better.
I think the thing about Vic's a good story, so it helps to talk about him more. But when you look at his stat line, even though, you know, he has good stats, but he doesn't have that MVP stat line.
Man, 15 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He rushing for 463 yards.
Come on, man.
I mean, 6 rushing touchdowns? I mean
He's a doing good storyline to root for.
He's doing it all.
I don't think he's having a. I think he's combined, having a good year. Touchdown. I think he's having a good year, but I don't think he hasn't put that MVP
21 combined touchdowns, and even if you add up his yards and his yards from rushing and passing, close to 3,000. I mean, hey, Vic's that man. And we got to talk about Phillip Rivers, too. I'm not going to discount my man Phillip Rivers. He's about to break. He has a chance to break Dan Marino's record.
I think Phillip Rivers, he may have lost a little steam with
that performance against the Raiders.
Performance against the Raiders. But, I mean, Rivers, I think another guy that, you know what, if he might put him in a conversation, unfortunately, Arian Foster's killed for most of the season. So
yeah,
I think you at least
playoffs,
have to put him
though.
In a conversation.
If they don't make the playoffs, he can't be in the conversation. So, that's the only problem.
But where we at in our standings right now, man?
Well, I mean, Ray's number one. He's 20-15. Fish, your second, 19-16. Me and Will are tied for last, third and fourth, 18-17.
So we're going to have to make some picks this week and make up for what's going on right now. But
I got to check. We're going to do Ray and Will's picks last. After we do our little
Man, right now we're going with that Thursday night game, the Colts in Tennessee. Man, I'm going with the Colts, man. I think this is a game Peyton's going to bounce back from.
Well, I'm going to go with Tennessee Titans only because, not because of Randy Moss, because my loyalty to Randy Moss, because he screwed me in fantasy football a number of times, so it's not that. But I'm going to go with them because, you know, the Colts rush defense is ranked 28th in the NFL, and I think you're going to see a lot of Chris Johnson in this game.
We got the next game, we're going with Oakland and Jacksonville. Right now, I like Jacksonville at home. They have a very dominant when they play at home. They play very well, even though their crowd don't seem like don't even want to see them play. And we talked about Oakland earlier. When they leave California, they seem not to play well. And I think right now everything's clicking with David Garrard and Maurice Jones-Drew. He's been playing a lot like that Maurice Jones-Drew the past. And Rashad Jennings is starting to turn it on, the second year guy from Liberty. So I like Jacksonville right now in this game. I mean, unless Oakland shows up and really wants to, you know, prove they can win on the road, I like Jackson in this game at home.
Well, you can just call me a loyalist, you know, former Redskins quarterback Jason Campbell. Jason Campbell, 6-3, I mean, when he plays in a game for the Oakland Raiders. So I'm going to go with Jason Campbell. I think that you'll see a lot of McFadden. I think that Jacksonville Jaguars so-so defense can get hit big for some big explosive plays by McFadden, of course, Hayward Bay, and even Ford, the new up-and-coming player. Wide receiver.
Man, I want to see Mr. Burns, Al Davis at the game on the sideline. But in another game of the week we got going, St. Louis and New Orleans. Man, St. Louis been playing great right now. But I'm going with New Orleans, playing at home. They're playing in the Big Easy. I need Drew Brees to come through for this week. And right now, I mean, I just got New Orleans. They playing hot. They done scored over 30-plus in the past four or five games. So, I mean, right now their offense is clicking.
Man, it's a bad matchup for the Rams. I'm sorry. I'm going with the Saints. The Rams give up about an average of 230 yards in terms of the pass. And they're playing against one of the best passing offenses in the game. There's too many weapons for Drew Brees for the Rams to stop.
And then also other game we got going on. We got New England and Chicago. Man, I think I'm going with New England here. I got Jay Cutler getting exposed a little bit. I think he's going to get a little antsy with this being a big game, and I think he's going to go back to the old Jay Cutler, but I think it's going to be a competitive game on the defensive side, but I got New England winning this one.
Well, I'm going to go with the Bears. The Bears got the third-ranked defense in terms of the NFL, and I'm going to go with good defense over good offense any day of the week.
Messed up, man. You ain't Tom Brady, man.
I mean, screw Tom Brady, man. Can't stand him.
Another game we got going. We got Kansas City and San Diego. San Diego's looking to try to get back into that first place. I mean, we're looking to try to get there.
Get there, yeah.
I mean, this is a big game as far as understanding wise. I'm going with San Diego right here. I'm going with the home team. I got Phillip Rivers bouncing back. Kansas City on the road. I think right now, Phillip Rivers is going to carry this team the rest of the season. Marking my word right here.
Yeah, it's payback. The Kansas City Chiefs beat San Diego game one in a sloppy game. Now, you know, if Vincent Jackson is healthy, they're going to be more healthy. They're going to be healthier. The Ryan Matthews will be back. They got their I guess they're pretty much the whole core wide receivers back now.
Of them. You know, Malcolm Floyd's better by the week.
Exactly. So, the Chiefs passing defense ranked 21. In terms of the
outside of Brandon Flowers, he's a cornerback. Most people don't talk about.
And let people remember. And people need to remember. If you watch the first game, the weather conditions that first game was terrible. This game is in San Diego.
A lot better weather.
Exactly.
I think Nick Cannon might show up to the game. But another game we got going. We got your boy Michael Vick playing the Cowboys down in Big D. Man, you know what? I'm gonna go with the upset here.
Of course.
You know what? Jason Garrett has him hooping. I mean, he has him playing hard, and yeah. I like the upset. And I don't know, the Cowboys have owned the Eagles' number a little bit when McNabb was there the past few games. So, and you know what? They've also, you know, they got enough speed to at least run after Michael Vick with DeMarcus Webb. But yeah. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think the Cowboys might be able to pull it through.
I would
the upset. I need to get over Ray.
I hear you.
Ray going to go with Eagles.
I hear you. I would have leaned towards your way if this phenomenal rookie who's now going to be missing action and Dez Bryant was playing. I would lean your way, but he's not. I think that, you know, Vic will bring that explosive play in this game. The Cowboys pass defense ranked 28.
Terrible.
It's terrible. So, I mean, there's a chance for explosive plays. So something's going to have to – they're going to have to concede something.
Man, I think Deion was working out playing the secondary for the Cowboys.
So something's going to – they're going to concede something. So I'm going to go with Philly.
And our bonus game, man, this is a game, man. We got to talk. This is a game I picked as a bonus game. Not the game in the center itself, but the game inside itself. Baltimore and Houston. And the thing about the Baltimore and Houston game, why I picked it, is with Andre Johnson taking a swing at Ray Lewis, you think that'll happen?
No, why it won't happen? They went to the U. Yeah. That's not going to happen. Andre Johnson and Ray are cool. It's not going to happen.
You know what? I think it will happen. You know why? On Ray Lewis, a little introduction, University of Miami. Andre Johnson to you. That's the difference. That's the difference. I think Andre Johnson might take us. You know what? I got him beating Ray. Because Ray kind of old, man. People more scared of Ray, but you really need to test
him. People are scared of Ray, though.
Even though he be shaking back with spoons, though.
Yeah, I know. Mattel Owens, you guys kind of scared.
Yeah, man. You know, even though Ray, he is shanky with a spoon, though. But we ain't going to talk about that, though.
But let me do that. Ray picked Coach Jack, Saints, Patriots, and Eagles. And Will picked, let me check that out, because I'm always on the delay. See where Will at. All right, here we go. Will pick the Colts, Oakland, New Orleans, New England, San Diego, and Philly.
Okay. But we about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we talking fantasy football.
Hi, this is Wally Akinso from the Urban Sports Scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm going to smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
We've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene, man. We about to hop into that good old fantasy football. The last week of the season, playoffs about to start, man. How you doing in the league, Wally? Man, I know how you did, because we're in the same league.
Yeah, in our league. I ain't make the playoffs. I missed out. It sucks. So I'm going to be playing the Gus Johnson role from now on. In my NFL league, our season's not actually over. In the Yahoo league, it's not over, but it really is over for me because I have no chance to make the playoffs. But in all of my ESPN leagues, I'm not making the playoffs, in all of them. My NFL league, I'm fighting for the last spot. But like I said, I'm playing Gus Johnson. And I want to give a shout-out to my Urban Sports Scene League on ESPN. It's going to be a big matchup in terms of what I see is the big matchup for round one. It's going to be between the Cowboys all the way and Bears 30. But I think Cowboys all the way will win it out, and because he has the dominant team. I think he has, like, Adrian Peterson and Arian Foster on the same team.
Like, how does that even happen,
you
man?
So, Cowboys all the way, man, I got you. Even though, I'm going to tell you like I told you before, I might not be in the playoffs. I'm going to still talk trash, though, homie.
I'm doing pretty good in all my leagues, going to the playoffs in all of them. Number one seed in two of them, second seed in our league. I'm like a fifth seed in my money league. And I got to play blind again. I played him last week. I beat him. But I got to play him this week. So it's going to be another tough game, me and him. I thought I may never do this in life. I'm going to apologize to Ray Rogers.
Why?
You know why?
Why?
Because I talked bad about Ray Squad pretty much all season and before the game season. But Ray Squad had a good run at the end. And the game me and Ray played was for a playoff spot. And it was pretty a good game. I ain't going to lie. Ray jumped on me early from that Thursday
night. Yeah, Ray was talking
game.
About it earlier. Ray was talking about it earlier. He was like, he was up for most of the day on Sunday.
Till 4 o'clock.
Yeah, till 4 o'clock, till like Reggie Wayne.
Them 4 o'clock games.
Yeah, so he was like, yeah, that was a good game. He said he told me he had to give Fish his props, his squad his props. He was like, honestly, it was Ray's prediction. He said he can see it being you and Brian in the finals. Because you're playing Will, right?
Yeah.
You and Brian in the finals. Brian, I hope you don't win, but you know how that is.
But
though.
Nah, our league, man, it was a pretty close league. I mean... From them, I mean everybody. I mean, we're talking half games, so games off to get the playoffs. So
I mean,
it was a real tough league.
I was, you know, I had a situation scenario where I could make the playoffs, and now I'm like the third worst team in the league now. So I'll be picking third in the draft, baby. If it ain't a strike, that could ruin my fantasy thing. But that's okay though.
But
we're
one
talk
thing
about
I will
later.
Say, I was right about one guy in our league, Justin. I told you he was going.
Yes, we thought he was.
I told you he was going to be a lottery pick, and he was. But, I mean, as far as this week, as far as fantasy players, I mean, this being playoffs, you got to go with your players. You know, you might have to go with some dark horses. I mean, what players looking at this week, though?
This week, Well, let me talk about last week, who I told you what's going to start last week, or you want to talk about this week?
We can talk about this last week.
Last week? All right, well, last week I said to start Sam Bradford. He had 187 yards and an interception. He didn't do nothing, so I was wrong about that one. I said to sit Fred Jackson, which was right. He only had 42 yards, so he didn't do anything. And I said my sleeper last week was Sidney Rice.
Big game.
Yeah, big game. He had 105 yards, 2 touchdowns. So, I mean, I think I did good in 2 out of 3.
Last week I had start Kansas City's defense. I mean, they held Denver to 6 points. So, I mean, they put up some points for you. I said sit Big Ben. I mean, Big Ben had a good game. You know, kind of, you know, depends on what type of league you have.
Had
a good game.
He have a turnover?
I think so. Did he have a turnover?
I think
he threw
so.
An interception. I can't remember.
I know he threw a touchdown, so that's good.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? John Kitna, he had a mediocre game. Nothing big, nothing bad. So, I mean, you could have went either way with him. So, but another guy is what? Who Ray? Ray had started Steven Jackson.
That was bad. He said starting? Yeah, it was good. That was a good one.
Steven Jackson had a good game.
It was another one I thought that he was off, though. Was it the sit?
It was the sit. Wes Welker.
Yeah, he killed.
Yeah, Wes Welker got out last night.
Everybody for the Patriots killed, so.
Yeah. He also had a sleeper as far as Felix Jones. The better sleeper probably would have been Tashard Choice, but Felix Jones had an all right.
Yeah,
game.
Good game, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But for this week, man, who you looking at this week?
Well, we mentioned him earlier. I would play Malcolm Floyd.
The sleeper?
Yeah, my start. He's my start. Okay. Malcolm Floyd, the Chiefs secondary is porous. So I think Malcolm Floyd would have a big game against the Chiefs. And like I said, Phillip Rivers on payback, so that's a definite start. What about yourself? Who would you start?
Obviously, I mean, I don't see why you would ever sit him. It's Drew Brees. I think Drew Brees is going to eat up St. Louis' secondary right there. I mean, Drew Brees loves playing at home. So if you got Drew Brees and you're in a playoff run, I think he's going to help you a lot out this weekend. Any guys you got sitting this week?
Yeah, I would sit John Kitna. I know you like the man, but I would sit John Kitna this week. I think the Eagles are going to blitz him all day. I think he's played against certain pass rushes that, you know, tend not to blitz. They tend to, like, play, like, especially against the Colts. They play that cover two, so they don't blitz a lot. They believe in their front four. So I believe in terms of the Eagles, they don't believe in their front four, just that alone. They go in all in. So I think John Kitna will have it'll be a hard game for John Kitna to look good.
A guy who I would say sit this week, I probably would say Matt Schaub. If you got other options on your team at quarterback, I would sit Matt Schaub this weekend, even though I would probably say you start Andre Johnson and Foster because they do a lot. But I would say sit Matt Schaub because he's facing Baltimore, and Baltimore's going to come after him with everything they got. And can Matt Schaub stand up to a defense like Baltimore? I don't know, because I think Terrell Suggs was tearing up Big Ben. I mean,
yes,
he was after him left and right.
Yes, he was.
So I can't imagine what he's going to do to a Matt Schaub. So I'm going to say sit a Matt Schaub. Unless you just have no type of options at quarterback, then start him. But I would say sit Matt Schaub if you could. Then we're going to go with our sleepers. I don't know who I got for a sleeper this week. I would probably say, you know what? I'll go with Mike Tolbert against Kansas City. They playing at home. Mike Tolbert's been playing very good the past few weeks. He didn't play as well against Oakland, but I think with Rivers throwing the ball and Mike Tobin in the backfield, I think Mike Tobin might come through this week. I got him as a sleeper.
Well, my sleeper is Carson Palmer. It's funny, huh?
Against Pittsburgh?
He generally plays good against Pittsburgh. He plays good against Pittsburgh. That's the team that he's very comfortable with. So I would say Carson Palmer.
Well, we're going to have to see because this week's pretty big in fantasy football.
Yeah, not for me. NFL.com, though, is big for me, but not in any other leagues. Like I said, I'm Gus Johnson. I'm Gus Johnson.
I know one thing in our league. I'm waiting for some text message from a certain person that he was very texty last week, texting everybody.
Who you talking about?
I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Will T.
Matter of fact,
Will T had big texts.
He's still texting. Hold on. Also, this is what Will said. Also, let listeners know that championship, you know, the sequel has begun.
We will see. We'll see what type of excuses he come up with next week. But we about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we're talking college football.
Free speech.
Free speech.
Free speech is not Republican.
Free speech is not Democratic.
Free speech.
Free speech is not.
Free speech is not liberal.
Not conservative.
Free speech is not a political party.
Free speech.
Free speech is.
Free speech is American.
There are a lot of things that we don't agree on. Thank goodness we have one thing that we can. Be thankful for free speech, because it is who you are. It is American.
A message from the National Association of Broadcasters Education Foundation and this station. I'm not afraid.
Yeah. I'm not afraid. It's been a ride. Everybody. I guess I had to.
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Scene, man. Before we hop into that college football, man, we got to give a shout out to our Applegees folks. Man, you can catch Vivian, Coach, Pettis, myself. On a pretty much every Sunday, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 o'clock Central Time. This past Sunday, we talked about Cam Newton's situation that's been going on all season. Vivian was big on Cam Newton. She think what happened with Cam Newton is going to be just change college football. And, you know, me and Coach is kind of saying it's kind of a weird situation that, you know, with Mississippi State, they gave up money for a player, they didn't get him. And then we also talked about Uncle Luke being a head coach down in Miami for high school, a little local high school. Man, we thought it was great, man. You know, Uncle Luke's giving back to the kids. But you can check us out on Sundays, and you can reach them at blogtalkradio.com/Applegees. So you can check us out all the time, man. We love talking about college sports on there. But college football, man, the BCS Bowls games are set. Man, what's up, Wally? Who you think going to happen in these bowl games right now?
Yeah, man. Like I said, I'm going for Auburn for the national championship, winning that big game, but I'm not going to skip in that one. Let's go to the Rose Bowl, Wisconsin versus TCU. I like TCU. I don't like Big Ten teams.
You don't like Big Ten teams?
Not at all. I'm a Michigan fan. You know why? Because Pete Rodriguez has just messed up my whole mind with the Big Ten. And I'm not going to choose Ohio State because I'm not an Ohio State alum, and I don't like Ohio State. So I'm going TCU. I'm going if any Big Ten team in terms of the BCS or even any bowl, I'm going the opposite.
Man, I'm going to Wisconsin that game. I like the backfield Wisconsin has.
You think he reminds you of Ron Dane? Big boy reminds you of Ron Dane?
No, you know what? Not just Clay, the rest of the guys. You know, they can run on anybody. Mm. And think about it. Wisconsin's put up like 50, 60. I think they had a 70-point game at the end of the season.
Without trying to blow somebody out. So, without trying to blow you out.
They can run against anybody. And I got, you know, I don't think TCU can handle the physical nature that Wisconsin's going to play. And I got Wisconsin in that game. Another game we got going on was the Orange Bowl. We got Stanford and Virginia Tech. Man, as much as I like Jim Harbaugh, hope he becomes Michigan's coach.
Yeah.
I'm going with Virginia Tech because Virginia Tech has they travel well as far as bringing fans to the game for them. They're playing on the East Coast. I got Virginia Tech in this game.
Well, I'm going to go with Virginia Tech, but for a selfish reason. I need Jim Harbaugh to lose some games and come to Michigan. It's all about Michigan. Can't deal with Rich Rodriguez. I can't deal with him anymore. I can't stand him. It's over.
And then another game we got going on. I know you ain't going to like this one, though. We got the Sugar Bowl action going on. We got Ohio State versus a former Michigan player.
Exactly. This is a thing.
Playing Arkansas. So, obviously, you're going to go what? Arkansas?
Yeah, I'm going to Arkansas. I'm going with Ryan Mallett, who should have been a Michigan quarterback. Thank you, Rich Rodriguez, again.
See, if Ryan Mallett would have stayed in Michigan, he'd be in the NFL right now.
Exactly. And we had an NFL offense for him.
But, man, I'm going the opposite direction. I'm going with Ohio State here. I don't like Bobby Petrino. It's messed up what he did with the Falcons.
That's true.
I'm going with Ohio State.
I mean, I can't go with Ohio State because, I mean, Terrell Pryor kind of turned on me. He's supposed to be a Michigan Wolverine. But it's okay. I'm not even getting to that.
I'm glad we didn't get him. I don't like the high top look, man.
Yeah, a little gumpy looking.
But the other game we got going on, we got the Fiesta Bowl. I don't even know how they got in this BCS bowl game. Connecticut versus Oklahoma. Connecticut's not even ranked in there in this bowl game. But you know what? I'm going with the upset. I'm going with Connecticut.
This should be the Capital One Bowl. This is no way. This is a Fiesta.
Man, this is like the KFC Bowl.
I don't even know.
This is like Chipotle Bowl. I don't even know why they're even playing.
This is Oklahoma. I'm going Oklahoma. It's the Big East. it's the NFC West. What are you talking about?
And then we got that big game that everyone can't wait to see. The national championship game. We got Auburn versus Oregon. I'm going with Oregon here. I got Cam Newton, maybe the best player on the field, but that one player can't beat everybody.
That's true.
Going with Oregon here.
I'm going to go with Auburn because I want to see the movie. It's going to be good. You said Will Smith playing the movie. I'm going to Auburn.
Will Smith can play Cam Newton.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like 20 years younger.
Exactly. You know what I mean? It'd be like Gale Sayers and Blindside, whatever. What's
you
name
know what
that?
Needs to happen? Cam Newton needs to get like hurt during the halftime, like take him off the field on the stretcher, and they come back like fourth quarter
exactly.
And wins or something. Yeah.
I'm with that, Fish. I'm definitely with that one.
But this weekend we find out Heisman Trophy predictions going on. Heisman Trophies, they're going to announce that on Saturday night. I mean, everyone knows the front runner is pretty much Cam Newton. We got Cam Newton, LaMichael James from Oregon. We got Luck from Stanford. And we got, I believe, Moore from...
Boise State?
From Boise, I believe. No, is it Boise State, I believe?
Yeah, Boise State. Oh, he's in it?
I think he's in it. He's either in it. So, right now I'm going... Pretty much Cam Newton's to lose. I don't see Cam Newton losing this one. He's pretty much the best player in college football right now.
Unless the NCAA decides to spend him now.
Unless his dad shows that money he got now on Saturday.
I choose the man who took the money.
I'm going with Cam Newton on my prediction. I got Cam Newton and James coming in second.
I got the guy who didn't know he was about to get some money. Give me Cam Newton.
But that's our predictions going on right now. We about to hop into a commercial break. When we get back, we talking to NBA.
What should I do? Should I admit that I've made mistakes? Should I remind you that I've done this before?
Should I give you a history lesson?
What should I do? Should I tell you how much fun we had? So, this went well. Should I really believe I ruined my legacy? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? Should I have my tattoo removed? Want to see my shiny new shoes? Should I just sell shoes? Shiny new shoes? Or should I tell you I am not a role model? Hi, Chuck. Seriously, what should I do? Should I tell you I'm a championship chaser? Did it for the money? Rings? Should I be who you want me to be? Should I accept my role as a villain? Maybe I should just disappear. Should I stop listening to my friends? They're my friends. Should I try acting?
He's got to deal with the heat, man. Be patient. After a while, the temperature drops and everything is free and easy.
Should I be writing this down?
Uh-huh.
Should I make you laugh?
Should I read you a soulful poem? Shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. But still, like air, I'll rise.
Or should we just clear the decks and start over? Coming through here! What should I do? Should I be who you want me to be?
Welcome back to the Urban Sports Team. We about to took that good old basketball here, the NBA, right now. If you haven't heard, man, the NBA is about to take over control of the Hornets. And what's wild about this situation is, why they leave Charlotte?
To be struggling right now.
I mean, I thought the reason they left Charlotte was, you know, to do better financially. I know New Orleans had a hit with Katrina and everything, but, I mean, wasn't the purpose of them leaving Charlotte to have a better owner in the situation?
Well, what happened was they thought they had a deal with a small business owner, whatever. They thought they had a deal, and the deal fell through. I mean, fell through. It didn't fall through. And what happened was that David Stern, you know, wanted to keep this team in New Orleans. So he decided to to take over control of the Hornets. And like you said, Fish, I mean, why move to an area? You just got to basically.
Because how long have they been in New Orleans?
Six years? Chris Paul's mate, was it Chris Paul's
first
year?
Yeah, about 6 years. I mean, they haven't been there that long.
Yeah, now you're, you know, basically on the borderline or the borderline of basically moving or not being there anymore. I don't know. It's just weird. It's a weird situation.
At one point, remember, they were going back and forth between Oklahoma City.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And Oklahoma got themselves a team. Yeah. So, I don't know. Right now,
and
the Hornets are like the Expos or the Nationals, where they at when they move. So, I mean, I don't even know what to even take from that. But, I mean, hopefully they can get their situation going. I mean, funny. You know they're going to make money off of them.
They like Chris Paul. And my phone,
It's probably David Stern calling us right now saying the Hornets have been sold.
In fact, it's Ray Raj talking nothing. All right, come on. But, I don't know. It's a weird situation. Chris Paul loves New Orleans, though. They have a good relationship with Chris Paul, but he's leaving anyway. Don't worry about New Orleans. It's not even worth it.
He's going to go back to Charlotte, the city they left.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But another NBA news we got going on. The Lakers, man, they kind of struggled the past couple of games, though, man. I mean, what do you think is going on out in L.A.? I mean, Kobe's supposedly healthy. You know, Gasol's healthy. I mean, what's going on? I think they just hitting a bump in the road. They'd be all right.
Well, like we said a long time ago, I think it was the 30th episode, they were playing a lot of easy teams,
yeah.
You know, and now they're playing some tough teams. They lost to the Jazz. They lost to the Pacers, who were improved. That one was surprising because the Pacers game was actually in L.A. The Memphis Grizzlies, who tends to give them competition when they play in Memphis, and the Rockets, which was another road game. So the Lakers are cool. I mean, they won last night against Sacramento. They'll be okay when they get Andrew Bynum. That's the most important thing. They'll have their bigs ready for the season, but. I mean, you know, they play the Wizards tonight.
That should be a good W for them.
No, watch. You heard it here first. The Wizards shocking the world. John Wall, Gilbert Arenas, putting that L
Bernard
on the
King
Lakers.
Comes out of retirement. Jeff Malone.
Oh, no. Not Bernard King. No, Gilbert Arenas put 30.
Did Mitchell Butler, where'd he go to? Even to UCLA. He might be in town somewhere.
He'd go to UCLA.
Doing Henry commercials.
Nick Young will have a big game.
But LeBron returning to Cleveland was the big news last week. He returned to Cleveland at the Thursday night game. What you think of that?
He silenced the haters in Cleveland. He's not from Cleveland. He's from Akron. Get over it. And Akron doesn't hate LeBron. Akron loves LeBron. I bet you when LeBron goes to Akron, it's like Denzel Washington training day. You know, Doug's flying off, man. He's from Akron.
I mean, I thought it was kind of overhyped what the Cleveland fans even did to him. It's like, I mean, y'all act like he just went to another city.
Act like he stole your baby.
And he act like when he was there, he didn't give y'all anything. He took y'all to a championship game.
It's Cleveland.
Y'all didn't win, but he took y'all there.
We talking about Cleveland.
I mean, y'all a city of supposedly warehouses and factories, so.
The Browns? Don't think you have a Jim Brown.
They
have
Cleveland. Never been to a Super Bowl. You know.
What else is there?
You know, I don't know what else.
The ain't win no championship.
The Hall of Fame. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's Cleveland. Get over it. Thugs.
I don't know what else. But
Crossroads, baby. Get over it.
I think they kind of overreacted the way they treated LeBron. And LeBron, you know what? Showed them, you know what? If y'all go act like this, we're going to blow y'all out by halftime. Matter of fact, I'm going to sit out the fourth quarter and have to put it up. What did he put up? 38?
38. And didn't even play in the
third quarter. Whole quarter.
But the thing about it is, though, I mean, Cleveland should be mad at their team because they didn't even try. That's the biggest game anybody on that team will ever be on.
You know what was laughable during that game? Is, I don't know, Keisha Cole's baby daddy. Booby. Is he Daniel now?
Daniel,
or is he Booby?
Daniel Gibson.
He's Daniel Gibson now?
Probably Booby.
Yeah.
Booby Daniel.
It's when he tried to jaw a little bit with LeBron, it was kind of like, I just gave you playing time. Is this
like I made you. Like, I know LeBron
Everybody
was like,
what a Booby Gibson
yeah, LeBron was.
Was
like, I made you.
When you were in Texas, you were Daniel Gibson.
I know.
So what, now you get in the NBA and I pass you the ball, you're Booby now?
I got you, Keisha. I got Keisha Cole. I got him, Keisha Cole.
He could have been with Frankie.
Exactly. Go ahead.
He could have been with Frankie and Neffy, but he got him Keisha Cole.
He got him Keisha Cole. LeBron got him Keisha Cole, and he tripping.
But right now, you think the best team in the NBA is playing right now?
I think the Boston Celtics are the best team in the NBA at the moment. I think we're defensively they're fifth in terms of points allowed, and I think they're like third in terms of field goal percentage, or is it the other way around? But I think the Celtics, I mean, they still play that good brand of defensive ball, and you know, they are on a 7-game winning streak, and you know, when they get healthy with Kendrick Perkins, they're even that much tougher down low.
Man, you already know my opinion. Holler at me at the All-Star weekend. Holler at me even about playoff time. I come up with a team for you. But right now, man, we're about to go on you and little brother Ray's favorite episode.
Nah, man.
Favorite
it's your part, you know, it's your part too. But hold on. I'm gonna
I don't go hard in the paint. I just drive.
Man, you go hard in the paint, man.
But we're about to go hard in the paint right now.
Let me cue this real quick. Are you in? Okay, sounding good. I chose Raymond Felton last week. He averaged 19 points and 11 assists, including a near triple-double against the Nets. He had 21 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds. Ray picked Mike Conley Jr. He averaged 21 points and 7 assists, which includes a 28-point effort against Kobe Bryant and the L.A. Lakers.
I had JaVale McGee. I'm sticking with the light-skinned players. had a terrible game against the Suns the other night. He gave him like deuces.
No, but he actually played.
But he said he's played good in the month of December. The last three games in the month of December, he's averaging like 12-7 and two blocks. So, I mean, he's holding it down for the blocks. He's getting boards for him. I mean, 12 points is, you know, pretty good. That's about what he's been averaging for the season. But the Suns game, he was just like terrible. Yeah, he made like one basket. But
he had a big game against the Blazers. Had five blocks.
But he's obviously, I mean, you can see the progress in this game from playing with the Olympic players this past summer. His game's improving, so hopefully he'll keep doing that. I doubt he'll pick him for the rest of the season, though.
I never said that.
But who you got for this week, though?
This week I got Gilbert Arenas. He's going to start it against the Lakers, too.
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, you got any gun laws in L.A. or California? He should be all right, though, man.
But, you know, his last 10 games, he's averaged 18 points, including a 31-point effort against the Magic. Like I said, man, Flip Saunders, you better start Gilbert Arenas. All this BS better stop now.
Man, you already know how I pick. I pick off the wall people, and I even pick coaches, and I'm going to pick them again. I'm going to go with Spoltra because they won 5 games in a row, so they saved his job. D. Wade and them, I mean, Dwayne Wade killed last night. He gave him, like, what, 30-plus?
That's his boy. He loves
I mean, it's, I'm
I mean,
going
like
Spoltra,
that.
Man.
I ain't mean to raise
five
you. That's
games
his man.
In a row, so I'm going with Spoltra to keep it going. I mean, who Ray going with over there?
Oh, Ray and Pitt? Not this one. Ain't do this one.
Man, who you think Ray would pick? Ray would pick somebody like
what? Ray would pick, let's see, it would be somebody not noticeable but good. That's all I can say.
I would say Tony Parker, but he probably going to
No, that's too, yeah, exactly. Let's go with Richard Jefferson. I think Ray would do a Richard Jefferson. And Will would choose Berea.
From the Mavericks. Yeah, that sounded about right with him, but you got any last-minute comments? Oh, Betty, I didn't know. Let these folks out of reach us, Wally.
Well, y'all can reach us at www.wallyo.podbeam.com. That's the website. Also, you can email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. Search us on Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, YouTube. Just search Urban Sports Scene. And also, we got blogs. Just check them out. They're www.urbansportsscene.blogspot.com.
Yeah, you can also check us out on the Sports Crib podcast and also on Apple G's. We're trying to expand this brand a little bit, and we also enjoy doing shows with other folks. I mean, it's very enjoyable. Like, man, I love getting on the show with Apple G's with Coach Vivian and Pettis, man, because you really get to talk about college football. Next week, we're going to be talking about that good old college basketball, so you can check us out on there. Any last-minute thoughts, things you want to say, Wally?
Yeah, first of all, RIP Elizabeth Edwards. She just passed away. You all know that's former Senator John Edwards' wife. So RIP to Elizabeth Edwards. And also, man, I'm starting a movement, Exercise or Die. All y'all just start exercising. It's good for you. It's good for the cardiovascular condition.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. I've been doing jumping jacks in the house.
Hey, I'm just saying, man.
I'm trying to get my
Big Albert.
I'm trying to get my 40s back. But I want to send an RIP to my aunt that passed away this Monday. Joyce Rigney, she made like the world's best potato salad. I don't know what she put in there, pepper and probably pork, boy. She loved to put pork and stuff, but I'm gonna miss her. All her fun, she was wild and crazy, and I always had fun around with my aunt. But my last comments is just enjoy life, have fun, and happy belated birthday to Will T.
Yes, sir. Atlantic City road trip. Some more and I'm in.